You're listening to the Election Selection here on Pulse 94.1. We're joined now by Philip Clifford. He's running in the seat of Cunningham for the 2013 federal election. And Philip, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, excellent, Nathan. It's nice to join you here on Pulse 94. How are you going?
I'm well, thanks.
That's the way.
To get started, we've been asking this question to our candidates straight off the bat. Why are you passionate for Cunningham?
Well, Nathan, I've lived in this area for all my life, for 60-odd years. I was born in Bulleh Hospital, native of Thirroul, and I currently live at Winoona. And I really care about this area. And what we've got, the way things have been in the past, since 1949, this seat of Cunningham was formed. And since then, it's always been held by a Labor person, a Labor representative in our area, and that was the tradition was broken in 2002 to 2004 when the Greens had it for a short period of time during a by-election. But I'm well and truly involved in local business. I have had a business in this area for a number of years in the real estate business, and I've been an employee. But, you know, going back to that, you know, in the days when I left school, I worked firstly at BHP, the steelworks down here. I had a traineeship when I left school as an industrial chemist. But I stuck at that for a couple of years, but it really wasn't my calling. I wanted to get into the people's business and, you know, to meet people and to make a career out of that. So that's why I entered the real estate business. I also went into the coal mines for a few years when we had you know, some economic downturn. So I'm well rounded. I come from a working class family, but being passionate about this area means seeing that we're getting a fair value for our money. And unfortunately, the way that we've voted in the past has been to our detriment, because we've just kept giving one vote to one particular party, and there's been no balance. And that's what I'm on about, balance, to get a fair deal for this region, for all citizens.
So some local issues of particular importance to many Cunningham residents is unemployment, very high unemployment levels right throughout the Cunningham and the Illawarra. If you are elected to the seat of Cunningham, what are some measures you'd like to put in place to help this?
Look, I'm absolutely critically aware of this, and that's one of my favourite things that I want to work on. We have this higher unemployment rate. It's higher than the national average. They talk about Tasmania being in recession at 7 or 8%. Across the board, we're far in excess of that, and particularly our youth unemployment. That's something that really, really hurts me. I keep worrying about that. I want local young people to stay in this region. And one of the announcements that we've just put into place is the trade assistance scheme, where young people can do an apprenticeship. They can train to do an apprenticeship, go to the TAFE or a learning body of their choice, and they can get an interest-free loan, just like the uni people can, the HECS loan, of $20,000. Now, that will absolutely help a lot of young people get established. They won't have to worry about, you know, the money side of it. Mum and dad won't have to find it for them. And it will just train them up and get them in a position that they can be get some vocational assistance and then move forward, hopefully, in the arena of employment down in the Illawarra. But we need to grow this employment base. I'm passionate about small business. They're obviously the largest employer in Australia. Across the region, we have some 27,000 plus small businesses. Now, if there was confidence throughout the business arena, confidence throughout the general public, we can get business cracking again, and then that would pave the way for employment opportunities within our regions. Just think if, one organisation, one small business could put on a trainee, full-time person, a part-time person, what a difference that would help. Yep. And it's just not happening at the moment because the people in business are just struggling with the cost of doing business, the uncertainty, and the you know, the way things have been the last couple of years under this Labor government.
Yeah, you mentioned there about obviously small businesses struggling. If you take a, I'm sure you've obviously been down Crown Street in Wollongong, a lot of the businesses up the western end of town have shut up, and it's nearly like a ghost town up there. How would you be able to help a lot of those local businesses then?
Well, I have been a commercial agent, so I understand. I've employed 15 people in my own business. I know the trials and tribulations. I'm very much in tune with the local business community, with the Chambers of Commerce, Illawarra Business Chamber, and the New South Wales branch of that. I've been involved. I've spoken at different forums. We had a small business too big to be ignored a couple of Saturdays down at North Beach, and we've put out our plan to be able to help our small business to get that confidence, to get red tape, green tape out of the way, to cut the carbon tax so that they've got less operating expenses, and just to move forward with confidence in a market that we can restore once we're elected to government.
Yep. So tying with obviously job creation is infrastructure. What are some local infrastructure projects you'd like to see get up off the ground?
Well, look, there's a number of those. There's a number of those infrastructure projects, but, you know, what we're doing with those is we're taking very clear note. I note that the Labor government have made promises about they get into power, they'll finance this and finance that. What we've really got to do, we've got to look at this region and work through it, you know, in a clear cut fashion. It's all right to promise this, promise that, but obviously, you know, the money has to be there. We take particularly interest in the fact that you know, our Labor incumbent at the moment has made statements in terms of what she'll do. But the bottom line is, you know, if she does not win her seat, or if the Labor Party do not win government, this is just words of wish. Because that just can't eventuate. But look, the Liberal government has got programs to get Australia moving, and that's what we're going to do in time.
Are there any particular examples of local infrastructure projects you have in mind? Or
look, I think that you know, there's a number of them. We've been neglected for a number of years. I mean, obviously, you know, there's rail, commuter transport to Sydney. There's obviously road projects. There's obviously, you know, port facility, that sort of thing. These things are, you know, at the moment, you know, there's just been a transition with the port and that sort of thing. The state government has got its eye on those sorts of things. But this area needs, you know, private partnerships to come in and help develop that.
So one thing we've mentioned a bit before on with other candidates is the transport, as you mentioned, the train travel to Sydney. Mm. Over the last decade or two, the train time from commuting from Wollongong to Sydney CBD to Central have barely even reduced. So if you're elected and your government and the Liberal coalition is elected, would that be something you'd really want to tackle, those train times between Wollongong and Sydney?
Look, I'm aware of the train travel because I live at Winoona, and I have been commuting to Sydney for probably about the last 5 years, four and a half or 5 years. I actually drive to Waterfall, and I get the train into Martin Place. Yep. So, you know, we're aware of those sorts of things. We have a state government, a Liberal government, that are working on those sorts of situations. But look, at the moment, what we're doing, we're concentrating on the big picture for Illawarra, the cost of living, to look at the employment, to make business more comfortable, to bring back confidence in the market, to get the country running in terms of its finances, and to provide good government so that everyone can settle down and know that someone's steering the ship.
Yep. Just a few more quick questions, Philip. Just a few issues of importance to the Cunningham community and our listening audience as well. One of them is same-sex marriage. It's been in the media quite a lot lately, and it always rears up around election time. What's your stance on same-sex marriage?
My stance is that I believe that in the next Parliament. It will come into play. There obviously will be a conscience vote on that, and that will be taken care, you know, with conscience votes. My personal view is that marriage is between a man and a woman. I understand and I feel for those that are actually involved with this, and you know, I will be voting with my conscience at the end of the day. I want to be a person that has an open mind and goodwill for all our community, not just one sector. But at this point in time, we're concentrating on the major issues to get confidence back into the economy, to get the cost of living down by reducing, by taking the carbon tax away, putting money into people's pockets, and to creating jobs and worthwhile careers for people.
Yeah, just before we finish up, Philip, you ran in the 2010 election for Cunningham as well. Do you feel in your time since then and up till now that you've been, do you feel like you've been garnering more community support along the way?
Look, when you do something once, it's always the first time, and you know, you'll learn a lot from that. In the 2010 election, I got a bee in my bonnet in 2009 to do something, because I felt that you know, the current political sphere with our representatives wasn't good enough. And I said to my wife, look, you know, these people can do it. I think I can do a better job, right? We had a short campaign last time. It was a late endorsement, and it was probably about a 6 weeks campaign. We learned a lot from that. We got a lot of recognition. We actually got a 5% swing in primary vote, which was good. So we set the stage for 2013. Now, what's been very, very beneficial to us is the fact that you know, the current government gave us plenty of time to get geared up. So as being an underdog in a what they call a safe Labor seat, it just gave us so much encouragement and so much time to build our plan. We've got a good team of people. We've got a lot of goodwill out there. We've been doing the basics over and over again: the train stations, the busy shopping centres, the door knocking, talking to people at functions, just getting around and mixing with the community, the sporting community, you know, people like the surf clubs and that sort of thing. I'm a member of the Winoona Surf Club, so we've got a lot of irons in a lot of fire, and we've got a lot of goodwill out there. We've worked very hard, and I'm quite positive that you know, our goodwill is going to bear fruit. But I think that this election won't be won by, you know, any media persuasion that's perhaps going on. I think that, you know, the people have got a clear choice now between a Liberal government that's well organised, well disciplined, very capable, and hands on, and everyone has that team spirit. Now, the Labor Party, in contrast, are dysfunctional. They go from one thing to the other. They promise one thing one day, and they promise another thing another day. So they're just coming out with all these opportunities. Now, if they were so good at performance, they would have this country and this area in a lot better shape, Cunningham area in a lot better shape by this time. And clearly they haven't done it. And I urge all those voters that are out there that haven't made up their mind to think about this. Also, those Labor supporters that are very staunch, we are only hurting ourselves. Now, I'm just not saying that you're hurting us. What I'm saying is the community is hurting, because in politics, we've got to keep politicians on their toes. The only way to get things done in any area is to make sure that we keep things tight and we keep the politicians actually very, very, very mindful of what's going on, rather than going to sleep at the wheel.
Yep.
Now, you know, our current member has been at the wheel since 2004, and it's time for a change. In any organisation, You don't have the same president or the same director, for years and years and years. We need change. We need someone with a fresh approach, a fresh face, who is passionate and is willing to listen to the people and to work extremely hard to make our lives better down here in this region of Cunningham.
All right, just before we finish up, Philip, just a quick question. We wanted to ask, we've seen a lot of high-profile members from, like, obviously Labor and Liberal come to our region. Do you feel like enough has been done by the top party in the Liberal Party to give you some support? Like, Malcolm Turnbull visited Ann Saddermales in Gilmore last week. We haven't seen many high-profile Liberal candidates.
Yes, look, we've had Tony Abbott down for a fundraiser. We've had, as you say, Malcolm Turnbull. We've had John Howard. And we're very, very passionate, and we have our leaders in support of the three candidates down here, myself, Larissa Mallinson in Throsby, and Ann Saddermales in Gilmore. We have our team behind us, and we are behind our team. That's what I want to stress again, that we are an absolute force, because we're all going in the same direction and we want the best for this country.
Alrighty, that's all we have time for here on the election selection. I'd like to thank Philip Clifford for joining us today and wish you all the very best for September 7th.
Thank you, Nathan, and thank you to all the listeners. And yes, please give us an opportunity, because, we don't want to be caught in the same old model, the 1949 model, after Saturday night. Okay. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Well.